Mark chapter 10 and verse 45, the scripture says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way."
As I sat along the highway in my rags of filth and shame, I heard a voice within the crowd who spoke the Savior's name. I felt the throng press round me, and I knew that he was near. So I cried aloud to Jesus Christ in hopes that he would hear. Jesus stood still when he heard my feeble cry. Jesus stood still. He refused to pass me by. He heard me when I cried and answered with the grace of love divine. Jesus stood still, and now salvation's mine. There were people on the highway who told me to be still. They did not want him bothered, my one so poor, so ill. They said he was too busy with the ones who pressed his way. So I cried aloud to Jesus Christ, "Have mercy here, I pray." Jesus stood still when he heard my feeble cry. Jesus stood still. He refused to pass me by. He heard me when I cried and answered with the grace of love divine. Jesus stood still, and now salvation's mine. There was silence on the highway, and a wonder in my soul, as he called to have me brought to him. The Spirit took control. I cast away my garment, I arose and came to him. And he took away my blindness and forgave me all my sin. Jesus stood still when he heard my feeble cry. Jesus stood still. He refused to pass me by. He heard me when I cried and answered with the grace of love divine. Jesus stood still, and now salvation's mine.
Amen. Aren't you glad that when you called on the Lord Jesus Christ, with so many other people in the world and so many things going on and so many things happening around you, that He stood still? He stopped. He stopped. You know that? If He hadn't stopped and listened and heard your prayer and cry out for salvation, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be saved today. You'd be on your way to hell. And if you're here today and you don't know for sure, if you die today, you go to heaven. If you're not sure you're saved and you'll call on Him, He'll stand still. He'll stop. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that passage. Amen.